My name's Kurt Turner. I play guitar and sing.
I'm Joe Wise. I play bass.
And I'm Nolan Schockman. I play the drums.
Each of you come from disparate locations within the state of Indiana. Is that correct? Tell me about where each of you come from.
I'm from Greenfield, which is about 25 minutes east of Indy.
The boyhood home of James Whitcomb Riley.
Yes. Yeah. Definitely. Yep. Been to that house. See it every day.
Joe. Every day.
I'm from Bartersville, Indiana.
I'm from Evansville, Indiana, originally, down south, all the way at the bottom.
There's been a lot of very radical, heavy bands that have come out of the Midwest. You know, in Michigan, you have the MC5 and the Stooges. Ohio has the Dead Boys and all these crazy bands like Pere Ubu. What do you think it is about the Midwest or the environment of the rural landscape of America that produces these heavy, aggressive, radical
bands? Volatile
bands.
Yeah. I know what you're saying. Like all those bands are...
It's like a bit of rowdiness to it. Yeah. I don't know how it got cultivated here. But
well, like obviously with bands like the MC5, you know, like the riots and stuff in Detroit, the cultural revolution stuff. So that was a hostile environment for a while.
Has the social unrest that unfolded here in Indianapolis in the aftermath of the George Floyd murder, has that influenced your work? You were talking about the MC5 responding to that sort of moment of chaos in Detroit.
It's affected all of us, you know. We went to some of the protests and all that.
We were writing this EP right around that time, too. So there was definitely like a
strange air going.
Right.
Are you the primary lyricist for the group?
Yeah, for the most part.
Yeah, you mentioned the tone of the album being influenced by some of the events that were happening in Indianapolis over the last couple of years, and I did want to ask about the lyrics, which often paint a very dark landscape. Are you writing about something abstractly, or are you writing about Indianapolis? Tell us about your lyrics.
Both. You know, sometimes they're absolutely about nothing. You know, but then sometimes they're, you know, there's purpose there, like New Winds specifically. Yeah, I guess kind of thinking about it now is reflective of the stuff that was happening, you know, with the riots and all that, and the protests and stuff.
On your Bandcamp page, the band is described as heavy psych. Mm-hmm. I think everyone has a different definition of what psychedelic music is. Do you guys have a definition of that that you could share with us?
I think just like with this new record, like the nature of us just kind of going off and jamming and straying away from the song is where our psychedelic feature comes in.
Yeah, because I mean, we are heavy, you know, like some of our stuff can get pretty hard and abrasive, but at the same time, like, to me, it's still psychedelic, you know, like, and like you said, it's a very elusive word that can be put onto anything, you know, in a lot of ways, like a lot of things are psychedelic, you know, so.
Well, thank you guys so much. The performance was incredible and
thank you.
I'm a big fan.
Thanks
so much for being
here. Appreciate it. Yeah, thanks for having us.